good to be here. Did you guys see the full moon out there? This is the first time I've driven this far to see the full moon. But back in Texas, it's nothing but wildfires going on. So why do they make those horse and buggy things have those orange triangles on the back? Like you're not going to see a horse and a buggy right in front of your car. Oh, at night? Well, that's what tail lights are for, though. I know. My little joke. Double cross your heart, poke a stick in the eye. You're gonna have to live until the day you die. Though the road be rocky and your feet be bruised, nobody needs a road map for the blues. Eat your heart out, honey, eat your tongue out too. Nobody got it any better than anybody but you. But who cares anyhow, anyhow, who is who? Nobody needs a road map for the blues. Stick a poor man, baby, in a mansion fine. He gonna drown himself in the women and wine. I put a millionaire in a poor man's shoes. Neither one of them will ever need a road map for the blues. Down in the state of Nuevo León, I believe, and that's where this next song kind of starts up. And it goes through Laredo, which is on the border with Texas and Mexico, and then over to Terlingua, which is where I started building a house about umpteen years ago, and it's an ongoing experiment from now on. So you guys feel like some 110 degree weather sometime in the summer, come on down and help. We'll do roofing. Do some roofing. Bring your roofing hammers. But anyway, this one's story. This is called The Ballad of Leo and Leona, and it goes through Terlingua and Ciudad de Juarez and Carlsbad Caverns, and kind of a little tour of that part of the Southwest. A little man named Leo, headed for Laredo. He left Saltillo on the day of the dead, hauling down the hillside, rolling down the roadside. Right by his side rode a lady in red. Well, he left two pigs named Slander and Libel. She left a pet rock and a snow white dove. He faced the music with a bullet and a Bible, and the testimony of a man in love. Well, he hated church bells and the high-rise hotels, all the portfolios of the businessman. He had a mouthful of bad teeth, and his smile was crazy. Childhood polio had settled in his hand. You can change your tune, and you can change directions. You can change your mind, and you can change your heart. You can change your feelings and your affections, but a circle of love is a work of art. They took the back roads out to Terlingua, spent a stormy night in four adobe walls. He placed a ring there on her finger, and he said, I'm gonna marry you someday when the spirit calls. But she lost that gold ring the next summer at a Juarez bullfight, screaming ole, ole on the sunny side. But she hid her eyes when the mules dragged the bull away, and Leo held Leona when she cried. Then they drove all night down the Texas highway. They saw the sun come up on El Capitan. Leona leaned over with her ring finger to a perfect circle there in the desert sand. Then they kissed each other down in Carlsbad Caverns. When they stopped the tour and turned out the light, you could have heard a pin drop, you could have heard the wind stop, you could have heard her whisper, Leo, I think I see the light. You can change your tune, and you can change directions. You can change your mind, and you can change your heart. You can change your feelings and your affections, but a circle in the sand is a work of art. Back in Juarez, out by the bull ring, a little beggar boy sat sifting through the sand. He found a peso, 10 centavos, and good God, found Leona's little golden band. You can change your tune, and you can change directions. You can change your mind, you can change your heart. You can change your feelings and your affections, but a circle in the sand is a work of art.
Thank you very much.
Wrote this next song, seems like hundreds of years ago, in Lubbock, Texas, on a very rare, foggy Sunday morning. It was the light was pouring into our house. It was some of the Flatlanders. We all started living in this place about two blocks away from the Texas Tech campus. We called it the student ghetto. I think rent was like $80, $85. And we rarely had it on time. We had to really get out and scrape. Sometimes we had to go over and sit on the campus at the student union and play for tips, you know, to make the rent. And, it was one of those houses where there was 24 hours a day, there was always somebody awake and there was always somebody asleep. It just like kind of rotated in and out. And lots of music happened. And anyway, that morning I was sitting at we called it the dining room table. It was actually about a 7-foot solid core door, wooden door that sat on a couple of concrete blocks. And, so we sat on the floor and sat around and would always eat and like that. And one of the guys in the engineering department over at Texas Tech came over one time and said, "Hey, you guys ought to get, you know, like one more concrete block, and then that way it would be triangulated and it wouldn't tip over every time you leaned on it." And we did, and he was right. So that got us interested in physics. But anyway, this song just kind of came floating down out of the sky that morning. If you were a bluebird, you'd be a sad one. I'd give you a true word, but you already had one. If you were a bluebird, you'd be crying, you'd be flying home. If you were a raindrop, you'd shine like a rainbow. And if you were a train stop, that conductor would sing low. If you were a raindrop, you'd be falling, you'd be calling home. Thank you. If you were a bluebird, you'd be a sad one. And I'd give you a true word, but you already had one. If you were a bluebird, you'd be crying. You'd be flying home. Seven Cities of Gold, and this is one of the songs on it called Dangling Diamond. I thought I had a fix on religion till I found this trail of truth hanging like a dangling diamond down deep in my heart. I could hear Mama holler from the kitchen, get up and wash your face and go to school. You might make something of yourself someday if you ever find a place to start. But I was born on the side of a mountain that has no bottom and it has no top. I have no way to think about starting and I have nowhere to stop. I was born in the middle of a rolling river and I came from the clouds beyond. I'm headed for the ocean and I know I'm never gonna be anywhere but gone. Time flies by beyond the blue.
Right.
surrounded by a low horizon, nothing more, nothing less than a prison wall. Time flies by beyond the blue. Who am I? Who are you? Trail of truth, hanging like a dangling diamond down deep in my heart.
Got about 10,000 songs to do. I got started years ago on a kind of a long tongue twister almost. The first one clocked in at like 5 minutes, and it's called A Ballad of Split and Slide. It's kind of an old talking blues style, and these guys get into all kinds of trouble, and they barely get out by the skin of their teeth every time, you know. And then about 3 or 4 years after I did this song, I wrote a sequel to it. And I started borrowing characters, you know, like from Leo and Leona, from an earlier song, and some of Towns Van Zandt's, you know, Pancho and Lefty have to show up, and Mr. Mud and Mr. Gold, and all these other characters from different songs come in. And it just started, you know, multiplying and getting out of hand, and it was running along at about 10 minutes. And I couldn't figure out how to end it, and so I took 2 or 3 days off from working on it, and came back and went, oh, I know, I'll just kill them all off at the end, just like, you know, big great movie. And so they, you know, I take it first to show how they all died in all these ridiculous ways, you know. And I thought, oh man, I'm done with it. What a relief. But then about 2 or 3 weeks later, I started waking up in the morning kind of in a cold sweat with these visions of Split and Slide number 3. And I put off working on it for years and years. I mean, every once in a while I'd scribble down a verse or an idea or something. But a couple of summers ago, I actually finished number 3. And then last summer at the Cactus Cafe here in Austin, Texas, I booked in 5 nights in a row, and we did I think might have done 3 or 4 Towns Van Zandt songs, but the rest of them were all songs that I'd written, and without repeating any. The 5th night, we did all the Split and Slide sagas and all the songs that pertain to them, you know. So it took two and a half hours maybe to do all of that. But the 3rd one, you know, a big chunk of that one was the 3rd Split and Slide, which came in at 36 minutes. I thought the whole room would be emptied out, but, you know, everybody hung in there. It was amazing. Of course, I've been building them up for years, you know. Wait, Split and Slide number 3. The 3rd one, I got to tell you just before I do the 2nd one, I mean the 1st one, but I don't know, I get mixed up and put song switch, but you'll see why. Yeah, easy for you to say. What's happened is I've invented a whole new genre of music, a whole new category called, I'm calling it hard listening. So you guys get the first test about whether, you know, it's not too painful, but, you know. But I must warn you ahead of time, it is permanently brain damaging, so. And I'm living proof of that, so. This is what started it all off right here. Now,
down, split and slide, were gliding along. They were hot-footed and singing a song at the top of their lungs, at the top of their voice. They needed some help because they had no choice but to lie a little to everybody they met. Split would swear and slide would curse, and things got better and things got worse. They rambled around from town to town. They gambled and they laid their money down. They lost a little to everybody they bet. But you know, Split didn't mind and Slide didn't care. They knew everybody's got a burden to bear, and theirs was simple. They were born to lose. But Split started getting some bright ideas, and believe it or not, Slide got his, and the next thing you knew, they decided to pick and choose. So Split, he picked the proper time, and Slide picked a good high mountain to climb. They got halfway up, and they came back down. And Split, he slipped and started to slide, and Slide, he slipped and split his side, and said, Split, let's keep our feet on level ground, yeah. You can't always toe the line, baby, you can't always tell the time, and circumstance is gonna change right to wrong. You can't always win a fight, honey, you can't always see the light, and a rose cannot bloom the whole year long. Now, Split had a daughter named Lame Eileen, and Slide had a son he'd never seen, and that worthless little fella was known by the name of Slick. And Eileen and Slick, they chanced to meet in the middle of the river in the summer heat. They just bumped heads going for an innocent swim. And Slick said, marry me just for fun. His brain had been boiling in the blazing sun, but Eileen took it seriously and she accepted him. Split had to give the bride away, and he did so, and then he backed away, and that old hot church he went and stood by the fan. And then Slick and Slide came down the aisle. They were out of order, walking single file, but somehow it all seemed to fit in the preacher's plan. Yeah, the preacher said, Lord, help us now and bless his holy wedding vow. Slick said to himself, the Lord either will or he won't. Preacher said, Slick, you take her for your bride. Slick looked at her, and then he looked at Slide. He was supposed to say, I do, but he said, I don't. About that time, Split hit the fan, lost a thumb and a finger off of his right hand, went screaming right out of that church and throwing a fit. And then Slick and Slide, they saw their chance to get out of that ill-fated fool's romance. They all been running down the road, lickety-split. You can't always toe the line, baby, you can't always tell the time, and circumstance is gonna change right to wrong. You can't always win a fight, honey, you can't always see the light, and a rose cannot bloom the whole year long. Now, Split and Slide were tired and sore, and sick and tired of being so poor. If money was rain, they'd been a 7-year drought. And Split said, Slide, that's par for the course. You talk like a dog, I talk like a horse, and this here's coming straight from the horse's mouth. Here's what he said. He said, one place as good as the next, I swear. Two places are better than anywhere, so I'll meet you there. You meet me here, we'll rob the Bank of America. And Slide said, Split, that's a pretty good plan. He stood right up and he shook his hand, said, all we're gonna need is a little bit of help from America. Well, that was his girl, and she was from way down south, with a look in her eye, a drawl in her mouth, and they all agreed she'd be the inside man. You know, Erica, she got to thinking it through and decided that the best thing for her to do was to keep her job and turn those two fools in. Yeah, Erica sort of sold him down the river. Split had about a half a mind to forgive her, but Slide had the presence of mind to say, let's split. Split. So Split they did, and they went and hid down a dirty alley underneath the garbage lid, and they laid low till the trash man came. Well, I guess they ran plumb out of luck. They got loaded up in that garbage truck on a rock and rolling ride to the other side of town. They drove them down to the old dump yard and dumped them out. Man, they landed hard. Split my Slide right side upside down. Yeah. You can't always toe the line, baby. You can't always tell the time, and circumstance is gonna change right to wrong. You can't always win a fight, honey. You can't always see the light, and a rose cannot bloom all year long. Now, Split was down without much hope, and Slide was out to the end of his rope. They both just about give up at trying to win. Yeah, the two of them started seeing double. They didn't have the energy to deal with trouble, so their rambling days came quickly to an end. They started into singing again in a smoky old bar in the very back end, and a few small tips and a drink was all their pay. But even that got a little too slow, and it left them with nowhere else to go but through the back screen door of an old cafe. That's where Slide sings harmony all alone, and Split keeps playing Slide's trombone, and the customers all come in for a bite to eat. They complain about the service and the price of toast, but the words from them you're gonna hear the most is that Split and Slide, man, they never miss a beat.
They decide to give each other watchdogs for Christmas presents, you know. And Slide, no, let's see, Split wants a really mean dog. He wants, a dog that bites, doesn't just chase cars, he actually bites cars or brings them back. You know, big, mean, awful, horrible, mean dog. And then Slide wants a little yappy pup, you know, just kind of alarm clock kind of thing. Wake him up in the morning or something. And they're going to ship them to each other by UPS. It takes about 7 or 8 verses to tell the story. And then you guys, y'all know what a palindrome is?
Yeah.
You know, frontwards and backwards. It sums up the whole story in this perfect word palindrome. I'll see if I can remember it goes up. Split, shift, slide, that dog that bites nobody around. All sure makes it tough. That's when down, 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 down dogs sit. Sit dogs down, 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 down. When that's tough, it makes sure all around nobody bites that dog that Slide ship Split. It's not as easy as it looks. The fact is, it took me 3 days, 3 afternoons. I was living in Austin down by Town Lake, pretty close there, and I'd go over next door and eat a big old meal at this place called the Good Eats Cafe. And then after the meal, I'd start drinking coffee. So that verse is actually coffee induced. It took me like 3 days of doing that, and I was estimating maybe 30, 33 cups of coffee. And I was just, I'd go till I just couldn't see. And I don't recommend that to anybody, but on the other hand, I did get this verse out, but to this day, I don't know if it was worth it or not. Maybe somebody will have the answer. To do one of Towns Van Zandt's songs now. He's always been one of my favorites. I do a tribute to him every year on his birthday there in Austin, and we usually have 14, 15 different people come in and sing a town song. We do nothing but town songs all night long. Sometimes it can go for 5 or 6 hours. It's really a lot of fun. And since I'm hosting it, I get to do 8 or 10 of them. So it's kind of nice. His guitar player, Mickey Wyatt, that used to play with him, traveled with him a lot, comes down and picks with us. His son, JT Van Zandt, who we just found out lived down the road from us about a year ago, we found that out. He would have been living there a couple of years. And there's so dang many trees down there that, and close to Wimberley, where we're
living, you can't see off the road. You know, it's just, you drive by, there's houses back there, there's little driveways that go back in there, and then you can't see the houses, though, so you don't know who's living there. Turns out, Towns Van Zandt's kid lives down there. We've been great friends for years. And you know, as a matter of fact, since we found that out, I don't know if we've seen him again. Are y'all like that with various neighbors? I mean, you should see them once every 6 months or a year or something. You say, oh yeah, that's my neighbor. You don't know what they've been doing for the last 6 months. Don't tell them what.
Well, this is one of Townsend's really beautiful songs. It's called No Place to Fall. Depends on how you take it, I guess. So you can take it either way or both or neither. I think. It goes like this.
in the naked light of day. I want to see the way you work and the way you play. I got a funny feeling this feeling's gonna linger, gonna let you wrap me around your little finger. I just want to see you in the naked light of day. Now grace doesn't come as a game, it comes as a gift. So what the hell do you think you're doing, baby, working on the midnight shift? Moonlight on the mountain, starlight in the valley, headlight on the highway, flashlight in the alley. I just want to see you in the naked light of day. And the way you pray. Well, some pray standing, some pray kneeling, some stare holes in the floors and the ceiling. I just want to see you in the naked light of day. Well, lay down, mama, see what tomorrow brings. True, the consequences, love, and lots of other things. Well, you read my fortune and you know my sign. You read my palm. I'll read my mind. I just don't want to see you in the naked light of day. To say, I don't want to have to argue and I shouldn't have to ask. I just want to see what's behind that mask. I just want to see you in the naked light of day. Babe, I just want to see you in the naked light of day. I want to see the light in your eyes before it fades away. Well, give me a clue, blow me a kiss, tell me something. I just don't want to see you in the naked light of day. Yes, I just want to see you in the naked light of day. Baby, I just want to see you in the naked light of day. There's a light and a rose and a ball on the table. You give a game, you're gonna win if you're able. You pick out a stick and she says go rack 'em up. You make a few bets, but you can't back 'em up, 'cause you're worthy adversary. She's a tougher than tough. I mean, a rose is a rose, but enough is enough. Things been burning, babe, and it always will. I heard you got a name in London town. They even said the same about the love you found. My Colorado kissing cousin's coming to town. My Wyoming rain keeps falling down. And the light on but it's not as bright as the light that's in your eyes. the sky. You run like the wind. You burn like the sun. You fight it out and then until your causes are won. This road may be rough, but the race is for real. I mean, enough is enough, but a deal is a deal. You're looking for that light up on Diamond Hill. That thing's been burning, babe, and it always will. I heard you got a name in London town. They even said the same about the love you found. My Colorado kissing cousin's coming to town. My Wyoming rain keeps falling down. And the light on Diamond Hill is on the rise. But it's not as bright as the light. It's in your eyes.
I'm going to play Stump the Band now and see what else I can dig out of it.
thirst is not the answer. Oceans come and oceans go. I loved her seven seas worth. Lord, I loved her so. But she let me down so easy, one slow drop at a time. And I would have killed myself, but it made no sense. Committing suicide in self-defense, I lost everything I brought her. When she said, babe, you're just a wave, you're not the water. Well, centuries before, we were living on the Gold Coast. She was still in love with a long-gone Gold Coast. I was only trying to turn back the tide of her tears. I felt like an endless ocean rolling through the fog. Full of motion drifting like a weather-beaten log. I even thought that I had thought her, till she said, babe, just a wave, you're not the one. I said, someday we'll love again, and then you'll know the score. I taught you everything I know, and maybe, maybe even more. That's true, she said, more than you ever will. Said, I've been your raging river, precious African queen. I showed you everything that I've ever seen, but she knew more than I had taught her. And she said, babe, you're just a wave, you're not the water. Well, I followed her far and wide with all of my will. Water on the move, you know, it never does stand still. And I moved every muscle just to prove it can be done. Then up some old sad river where snow white lilies flow, I came to her for mercy, but I hardly rocked the boat. She seemed surprised that I had caught her. But she said, babe, you're just a wave, you're not the water. No, thirst is not the answer. Oceans come and oceans go. I loved her seven seas worth. Lord, I loved her so. She let me down so easy, one slow drop at a time. I tried to keep it cool, but it made me kind of nervous, trying to crack through that shell without scratching the surface. I lost everything I brought her. When she said, babe, you're just a wave, you're not the water. She said, babe, you're just a wave, not the water. another one of my new songs here.
When I'm thinking, I'm thinking, when I'm drinking, I'm drinking, when I'm floating, I'm floating, when I'm sinking, I'm sinking, I've been blessed by this beautiful blend of bliss and the blues. When I'm winning, I'm winning, when I'm losing, I'm losing, when I'm picking, I'm picking, when I'm choosing, I'm choosing, it's so easy, baby, hand me down my rambling shoes. Rocking down rivers, nobody ought to run. Summer sun, you're driving me crazy. Now the sweat's pouring over my brow. War drags on day in and day out. First you empty your heart, then you fill it with doubt. And the best you can say is the worst is over for now. But here comes tomorrow and another one after it. Maybe that's when we'll look back at this and laugh at it. Meanwhile they lied. They denied, they pillaged and robbed. And it was even being done in the name of God. I'm telling you true, and I know it sounds odd, but we got to forgive them. We just gotta give them some other job where they can't hurt anybody. I'm sinking,
I've been blessed by this beautiful blend of blues and the blues. When I'm winning, I'm winning. When I'm losing, I'm losing. When I'm picking, I'm picking. When I'm choosing, I'm choosing. It's so easy, baby. Just finished writing a whole album full of stuff, and I thought, man, it needs one more song. And so I sat down one afternoon and wrote this one, and this one turned out to be the title cut called You Could Have Walked Around the World. Although Terlingua would probably not be the place to start from, because it's a long ways to anywhere from out there. Okay, let's see. The Studebaker and the Pontiac. Cadillac and Ford, some will be recycled and some will be restored. But somebody's got you thinking that the best way to survive is just to drive, drive, drive. But I'm here to tell you, friends, if things haven't gone too far, don't lay your treasures up in some big shiny car. Cause with less money than you've wasted and less time than it took to make it, you could have walked around the world. You could have walked through the jungle, seen Victoria Falls. You could have seen the pyramids or the Taj Mahal. You could have seen the Holy Land, put yourself in Jesus' shoes. You could have walked around. Some river and watch the sunlight melt the frost. Could have slept out under the northern lights or the southern cross. Could have danced with the danger, made good friends out of total strangers. You could have walked around the world. You could have leaned straight into the face of four strong winds instead of driving round town collecting useless odds and ends. Someday you'll remember you're a child of Mother Earth, and you could have walked around the world. You could have walked around the world. You could have walked around the world. Someday you'll remember you're a child of Mother Earth, and you could have walked around. Some places are not on the way to anywhere, Lubbock's kind of not on the, Lubbock's sort of on the way to everywhere else if you, if you're headed that way. I don't know. Joe Ely tells me, but you've been out in the sun too long. Your brain's fried. But, I think it had something to do with the song I'm about to do. Let's see, the Lubbock. It had to do, maybe not. Oh, there's lots of wind. You guys get lots of wind up here, though, too.
Yeah.
Wintertime, especially, but
yeah.
Is that the word? Yeah. Well, Lubbock, for example, is like, it's like, it's extremely rare for there not to be a pretty good, pretty stiff breeze blowing. You know, it's just windy almost all the time. Although, I'll tell you, my favorite weather story is one night I was in college, I guess, and I was up late working on some kind of school work, and I was coughing and, you know, wheezing, kind of, something was wrong, and I looked out the window, and it was real hazy out there. It wasn't a storm or anything. It was, no wind was blowing at all, which was kind of unusual, but I looked out there, and it was hazy, and I went out in the backyard, and there was just this fine little dust just floating straight down, just kind of, just like that, you know, and no wind at all, and I just thought, wow, how peculiar. So I went back in, you know, shut the windows, and went to sleep, and next morning I got up to go to class at like 7 in the morning, and I stepped outside, and this was like in, you know, late spring, so the grass was all green and everything, but when I stepped outside, everything was like, kind of like, oh, the color of this floor, kind of tan, very dusty tan. Everything, it looked, you know, like how snow coats everything when it falls real, you know, just all over everything. Dust had done that to everything in Lubbock. Everybody's car was brown. Everybody's house, I mean, all the roofs were the same color, kind of this weird tan. There's like a little, you know, it's like an eighth of an inch or thicker, you know, of dust. It was like waking up on Mars or some strange, you know. So I walked across the lawn, got brushed the dust off the windshields, and it was very peculiar. The whole car was just covered with dust, and I looked back, and I had, there were these little green tracks across this brown lawn where I stepped. And the same thing was true up at the campus, Texas Tech campus. You'd see these little green trails out across this dusty stuff, and the cars would leave, you know, stir up the dust right where the tires went, and there'd be tire tracks of asphalt color on this tan thing. People were out like washing their houses off with a hose. It was one of the stranger mornings I'd ever seen. And all the kids, everybody up at the college, they were just kind of walking around in very strange, like little zombies, except not quite like zombies of the dead, but more like just like totally freaked out. Everybody was kind of afraid to talk to each other. It does weird things to you. And there are other days where, you know, you don't see the sun for, you know, for 3 or 4 days because of the dust, and that gets pretty weird too. That's when people start snapping at each other. You guys don't get dust storms up here much, do you? You're lucky. Dust gets in everything. Well, anyway, this is a little tune called The Wind's Dominion. Like a falling moon, like a rising mountain, all the days are numbered. Nobody's counting. Another man's got one man's opinion. They're blown apart in the wind's dominion. Mm-hmm. cover the wide open spaces. The queen's daughter's lover has a million faces, but the king succumbs to the crowd's opinion, and his powers fade in the wind's dominion. From the high and mighty to the low and lonely, from your archest enemies to your one and only, one more companion, one more opinion, they're lost forever. If the road gets longer, if you keep on moving, it'll make you stronger. Just don't depend on public opinion that blows away in the wind's dominion. Highway run right when he crossed the big intersection at University Avenue, and then about 20 seconds later, Avenue Q, you'd hear it, and they lay on the whistle again, and then off down into the east side of town, Avenue A, and on out the east. Thanks for being here, y'all. Watch out for the moon. Appreciate you. And, hear that old freight train that made the weirdest sounds out there on the big flat lands. You could hear it coming from 20 miles away sometimes if the wind was in the right direction. I wrote this song several years later. Well, I gave all my money to the banker this month. Now I got no more money to spend. Smile when she saw me coming through the door. When I left, she said, come back again. Well, I watched some lonesome boxcar wheels turning down the tracks out of town. And it's on that lonesome railroad tracks I'm gonna lay my burden down. I looked for my little lady in the lost and found. She had already been claimed. I'm gonna find me a ticket to ride to a town that never had no name. Nobody may care where I go tonight, but baby, if the truth be told, I'm going down to the railroad tracks, watch them lonesome boxcars roll. Thank you. live to be some ripe age. If that dirty dog death will stay out of my way, this world may take my money and my time, but it sure can't take my soul. And I'm going down to the railroad tracks, watch them lonesome boxcars roll. With some big old Buicks by the Baptist church, and Cadillacs and the Church of Christ. I park my camel by an old haystack, I'll be looking for that needle all night. You know there ain't gonna be no radial tires, I'm turning down the streets of gold. And I'm going down to the railroad tracks, watching lonesome boxcars roll. have never been to, most of you have never been to Lubbock. There was a place out there called the Cotton Club that was like the best cowboy honky-tonk in most of Texas for a long, long time. And it was a great old, beautiful old hardwood dance floor. And there's many, many nights we would dance till we couldn't see straight, which for some people didn't take very long. You know? I mean, it'd start early in the afternoon, but kind of get primed, you know, for the rest of it. But we stopped in there. The Flatlanders were going to go play in Lubbock last November, I believe. And we stopped in there, pulled off the road in our bus, and hopped out and went in there. The owner, the guy that had owned it for about the last 8 years, was kind of trying to start it back up as a honky-tonk again. And we went in there, and it over the last, oh, maybe 4 or 5 years, it had been like a strip joint. You know, they'd built a stage out from the old stage, kind of a promenade stage, you know, out into the middle, just torn up, you know, half the old dance floor. And we walked in there, and we were so sad to see that. And kind of lamenting and, you know, reminiscing about all the great times we'd had in there. And there, it was, the lights were kind of, it was pretty dark in there. There was this noonday sun was kind of coming in these little rays of light through the bullet holes in the ceiling. Seriously. And, you know, there's dust kind of floating up through there. And it was just real magic, kind of a little weird, strange. It had a weird vibe from the last few years, you know. And our manager, Lance, he says, he kind of broke the ice, we thought, when he said, "Boy, I tell you what, I'd hate to see some of the gals that danced on that floor. I bet they were some pretty hard lookers." And we all kind of laughed, you know, and the owner, you know, kind of cleared his throat. We were all quiet, and he said, "Well, I married one of them." And we thought, oh, doomed, you know. And Lance is like a triple black belt guy, you know, he can take care of all of us, I guess, but he's a pretty fast thinker, too, and he says, oh, well, you know, I didn't know there was some pretty ones. And we thought, oh, boy, got out of that. And it got dead quiet again, and the owner says, "I didn't say she was pretty." We all kind of started shuffling for the door, man. Felt it lucky to be out of there alive. I don't know what's happened to it lately. I think they did have it painted pink, which was pretty embarrassing out there. They've repainted it now. But we used to sing this song and dance for hours. And I don't think all the verses to this song have ever been sung in one night. I never can remember all of them, and I keep making up new ones. And see if I can get through a bunch of them anyway. This is called the West Texas Waltz. It goes like this. When you're ready for steady, I go a dancing and a prancing, grab your sweetheart and a hop in your car. Just drive right on down to the right side of town. You'll be happy, you don't have to drive far. You'll be glad you don't have to drive far. Park your pickups and your Cadillacs and your Fords and Renaults. Get out and dance like a Dickens to the West Texas Waltz. Well, my pickup needs to tune up. I better get up and make up my mind to get busy today. And my sewer line is backing up and my tractor's been acting up. But I'll be dancing tonight anyway. I'll be dancing the whole night away. I count my blessings and I don't count my faults. I like to dance like a Dickens to the West Texas Waltz. When a grandmammy and grandpappy, if you plan to stay happy, you better lace up your best dancing shoes. Come see us, don't ride us. You can stop your all the riders just by dancing away. Just for dancing away all your blues. So bind up your bunions with your band-aids and gauze. Get out and dance like a Dickens to the West Texas Waltz. Well, I got me a brown cow dog, and I told him, "How now, dog, you're a borderline but he had some bad habits. He was scared of jackrabbits, so I sent him off to canine school. I think they called it Texas Tech. When he got back, he couldn't tell a cow from a horse, but he could dance like a Dickens to the West Texas Waltz. I met a fine lady banker, and I'd sure like to thank her, cause the credit she gave me made me shout. Come on, this is your line. Okay. Now look, I hate to tell you this, but they did better than that the first time in Helsinki, Finland. This is your chance. Of course, I must admit, they were drinking all afternoon before. You know. So this is your big line. Cause the credit she gave him, he made me shout. Okay, the volume and enthusiasm was perfect, but the sustain was pitiful. So you know, like, is this Saturday? Sunday, well, it's like a leftover Saturday, right? So pretend like it's a big, long Saturday night, and this is your big line. Get a deep breath of air and let it rip. Hold it out. Cause the credit she gave him, he made me shout. All right. She changed my whole attitude, and to show her a little gratitude, I decided I'd just ask her out. I said, baby, would you like to step out? I had to tell her to lock up their vaults. Let's dance like the Dickens or do the West Texas Waltz. We spent my next to last dollar in the old ice cream parlor on a milkshake and a malt and a pop. Well, there heard us some sounds. It was a honky-tonk lounge next door to the ice cream shop. Right next to that ice cream shop. Now only two things are better than your milkshakes and your malts, and one's a dancing like a Dickens to the West Texas Waltz. And the other is something, but really it ain't nothing to speak of. It's something to do. And if you've done it before, you'll be doing it some more right after the dancing is through. Just as soon as the dancing is through. Oh yeah. Anybody ask you why, just tell them because you've been dancing like a Dickens to the West Texas Waltz. A little idle plain view, idle little Magadoo, idle little level little field, a little idle the happy tune. Idle little up a kind of lady, you'll lead a little old lady.
Well, this is, I don't know about for you guys, but boy, for me, this has been a very heavy day 10 years later. And
know it's been, y'all probably all have known some people that have been deeply affected, you know, in the immediate families of some folks that have perished either in the towers or in the war since then. Straighten out the crooks in our hearts, you know. I don't know how you do that. You just keep looking away at it, don't you? Day after day. You know, I wrote this little kind of little instrumental. Let me see if I can do that. It's kind of Peter LaFarge, I believe. Well, come gather around me, friends. A little story I will tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From a tribe of Pima Indians, a proud and a peaceful band, they farm the Phoenix Valley. Out in Arizona land. Well, down their ditches for a thousand years, sparkling waters rush. Till the white man stole their water rights, and the running waters hush. Lyra's folks went hungry. Their farm grew clumps of weeds. So when war came, he volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken out of haze, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Call him drunken out of haze, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Well, up the hill at Iwo Jima went 250 men, but only 27 of them ever lived to fight back down that hill again. When the fight was over, when Old Glory was raised, among the men who held her high was that Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken out of haze, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Well, Ira returned a hero, he was celebrated all throughout the land. He was wine and speech and honor, and everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian, no money, no crops, no chance. Back home in Arizona, they didn't care what Ira had done. And when did the Indians dance? So he started drinking hard. Jail was off in his home. They'd let him raise the flag there and lower it, just like you throw a dog a bone. So he died early one morning, alone in a land he fought to save. A couple of inches of water in a lonesome ditch was the grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, or the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry. His ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died. All in drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war.
Okay, you guys, we got lots of work to do. We got to take care of everybody. No exceptions. It's up to us. Okay. I mean, who else is going to do it? It's up to us. It really is. Go for it. I love you, and many blessings may be coming your way. I think everything's going to turn out all right. I really do. I'm eternally optimistic. Maybe even obnoxiously optimistic, even though I prefer blues to visit these big guys.